Drive. Tony Livesey and Claire McDonald.
Saying that, we're talking Viagra now, so it doesn't necessarily apply.
I'd be very happy about that, Tony.
It is, of course, the little blue pill that's helped millions of men around the world. There's a documentary on telly about it tonight, Keeping It Up, the story of Viagra. It's on BBC Two and the iPlayer. Here are the stats. It's estimated around half of men between 40 and 70 experience erectile dysfunction. It's a condition that, for obvious reasons, is not that easy to talk about. Plenty of you, though, got in touch with Nikki on 5 Live this morning.
4 or 5 years ago, I noticed that, you know, things weren't quite happening as they should. And I had no problem going to see a doctor. And he prescribed Viagra, and it's been brilliant, absolutely brilliant. The problem I have is I haven't told my partner. Once you let the genie out of the bottle, there's no going back. She doesn't know, but we have a great sex life. We have a loving relationship. I would like her to know, but I'm scared to tell her.
Why are you scared?
I don't know what her reaction would be. I'd hate her to think I didn't find her desirable, because I do.
Nikki, your show this morning has given me the confidence to fill in an e-consult form with my GP, something I should have done years ago, but couldn't bring myself to do. Thank you so much. Emma, have your say, Emma.
For a woman, we've been married many years, had a blip. We took the little blue pill, and then we had another blip. And the thing is yes, it works. Yes, it's essential. But it's very different sensation for a woman. And I've never talked about it. I've never heard anyone talk about it. There's almost like a sort of a veiled detachment. So consciously, I'm thinking, am I a failure? Is he not as sexually attracted to me any longer because I'm getting older? Therefore, he takes his little blue pill. He's having a nice time. And I'm thinking, oh gosh, I'm getting lost here. I didn't create that enjoyment.
That's really interesting, isn't it? Let's explore some of the themes there. And so it goes without saying, we are going to talk about this for another 5 minutes or so, if it's not to your taste, etc. But joining us now, psychosexual therapist and couples counsellor, Kate McKenzie. Hello, Kate.
Hello there. Hello. Hi.
So that was really interesting, because I'm going to point out the bleeding obvious now, but the first caller was saying, you know, he was trying to tell his wife, and I was thinking, why is that? And he felt she would feel that the desire wasn't natural, and lo and behold, then a lady comes on and says she felt just that. It just illustrates the kind of fundamental schisms that this erectile dysfunction can cause in relationships.
Yes. Well, the thing about it is that, you know, this is about as intimate as you can get with anyone when you get naked and, you know, touch each other in intimate parts of your body. And so it can feel really delicate, can't it, to displease your partner in any way or share with them that you're not feeling as you may have done in the past. But what's so beautiful is people talking about this, because it's like, you know, people faking orgasms, which many people do because they feel like the other person would be unhappy if they shared that they might be faking things. So this has a similar resonance. It's one person worried to tell the other person, and the other person feeling like, well, are they there? And maybe it's about the era we're in. Can we open up these dialogues? Because it's kind of new for people to even talk so intimately. And so can these all be opened up?
When the people you've dealt with, erectile dysfunction, if a man is suffering from it, it's pretty difficult to hide if you're naked and in a sexual relationship, unless you don't have sex. And so is that the way many men deal with it?
Yes, exactly that. People can start to get very busy, very avoidant. Also, you know, sometimes people get into using porn a lot, so they get used to masturbating on their own, and then it gets more and more difficult to approach the partner. The partner may get very frustrated, put pressure on them. That doesn't help with gaining an erection. So there can be many, many things going on, but it can be very, very useful to actually look into this, because sometimes it's an indicator of health issues like heart disease or you know, things going on with your arteries, or lack of blood flow, or even diabetes. There can be lack of erections can sometimes indicate something needs looking at in someone's health.
That's a very good point indeed. Kate, what about that point made by the lady at the end there, that actually it's a synthetic experience, that erection's been caused by a pill and not by desire? Is that pretty common?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, well done, these people talking about this. You know, it's very brave to come onto the radio and talk about this and talk about meaning. So what's happening there possibly is that there's a meaning that's been made for her, that the connection between them is not about her, not about the attractiveness. And there could be an opportunity, if they were willing, to open that dialogue up and talk it through, as if she could be possibly reassured. So, of course, they're using something mechanical to help with the erection, but her partner may well find her totally desirable. But can that be opened up? Can that be talked about?
We've begun this discussion because we're talking about Viagra, because it's a part of a TV show tonight, and so
yes.
We, you know, by and large, from testimony, it works. But if you are suffering from erectile dysfunction in a relationship, and are there other methods? And I don't want to be too explicit. It is tea time after all. But can it be cured biologically rather than the medicinally erectile dysfunction?
Well, the thing is, there's a huge amount of evidence to show that if people visualize. Use visualization to imagine erections. That really helps. Also, if they look at their diet or sleep or exercise or how they're living, you know, if you're working 14 hours a day and using your head enormously and you're not doing anything to help blood flow in your body, that can impact erection. So there's a whole ream of things that people could do to have a look at what's going on in their lives that can help it. But of course, worry doesn't help. So how can you change worry and reframe it into being more visual and imagining that you can do it?
Yeah. The circumstances, surroundings, holidays are often said it's a good place, isn't it, to begin to revitalize that kind of thing. Just to end, let's get back to Viagra then. Invented accidentally, the stories on the BBC website about a group of men in Wales who were doing some guinea pig tests and this was a side effect. Has it been a good thing generally overall, do you think, for the greater good of humankind, Viagra?
I think it's done enormous things for a lot of people, and hope is always a great thing. You know, that people who got really worried and that helps them is fantastic. The main thing is it may not work for everyone, and there may be different issues going on, and your doctor or psychosexual therapist can help you. Right. So not to feel like if certain things don't work in a certain way that it's the end of the road, or to feel that that's the end of the road for sex, because there's other doorways.
Talk to your other half, really, is the first port of call, Kate, would you say?
It's always a great thing to do, but again, some people may be shy to do that. So they could get themselves educated, they could go see their doctor, they could see a sex therapist, because as you heard with the two people that shared earlier, it's so delicate and people feel quite shy. So sometimes building up your confidence by going to see your doctor or seeing a therapist, that you can talk this through. So when you go to your partner, you're more grounded, you're more confident, and you can open dialogue up, not from feeling so afraid, maybe.
Kate, been good to talk to you. Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Couples counsellor Kate McKenzie there, talking about erectile dysfunction and Viagra, particularly because that documentary is on BBC Two tonight. Keeping It Up, the story of Viagra, and I keep talking about it, but it's a fascinating interview on the BBC News website about the men from Merthyr Tydfil who were doing a medical test. What do you call it?
Well done, Poppy. You were great.